Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. One of the curses in my life is also one of the joys in my life, and that is to read, because my personality is such that I can't read just one thing at a time. So I'm stewarding four or five different things at the same time, which is a curse. But one of the things I'm constantly reading about, and have been for a long time now, is to fully understand better than I've ever understood what all was accomplished at the cross, because it is the apex of all human history. Everything changed at Calvary. It's the fulfillment of the prophecy in Genesis about the bruising of the heel and the bruising of the head, and therefore the undoing of the fall. We haven't seen the whole manifestation of that undoing, but it's been accomplished. It was accomplished when Jesus said that. He said, "It is accomplished." That's what the word "it's finished" means. Tetelestai. It's perfect. This is in John 12, verse 31. Just some things that Jesus says. It says in verse 31, "Now judgment is upon this world, and now the ruler of this world shall be cast out." In chapter 14, in verse 30, "I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me." In chapter 16, verse 11, talking about the work of the Holy Spirit, he says, and concerning judgment, his work of judgment is because the ruler of this world has been judged. One of the works of the Holy Spirit is to convict of sin, convict of righteousness, and to convict the people of God, convince them that the enemy's been judged. Trespassers by nature and thieves by nature trod on things that don't belong to them. He's a thief who's come to kill, steal, and to destroy. And the very fact that he's a thief is a reminder to us that therefore we must have something already that he wants. The fact that he's a trespasser must mean that what we have, we possess, and therefore he's trotting on things that don't belong to him, but he treats them like they do as long as we let him. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul refers to the enemy again as the ruler of this world. It's interesting that Jesus called him that, the ruler of this world. In Galatians chapter 1, in verse 4, he says, "Jesus, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father." 1 John chapter 5, verse 19 says, "The whole world lies under the power of the evil one." About the ministry of Christ, it says about him, Peter says in Acts 10:38, that he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and he went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. So you have to understand what Jesus did. Everything Jesus did was about this. It was about overthrowing an evil empire, and restoring this world that the enemy had seized at the fall to the kingdom of our God and his Christ, and placing the guardianship of this world back to its rightful viceroys, which is humanity. So Jesus entered into a world of cosmic conflict, and he came announcing the kingdom of heaven. He came with a declaration of war, and then he began to destroy the works of the devil by healing the sick, by raising the dead, by casting out demons, by manifesting the love of God, like for the woman caught in adultery, the woman at the well. He began to do damage to the kingdom of darkness and destroying the empire of the ruler of this world. At the cross, when Jesus declared, "It's finished," this is what happened. I prayed it just a second ago. "And having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us," which is because of our sin what gave Satan permission, legal right to rule and take dominion over this earth. Well, Jesus came, we couldn't pay for that, we couldn't fix that. He came and fixed all that. He became sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God, something the enemy can't deal with. He has no more legal rights or authority. "Having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, and which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. And when he had disarmed the rulers and the authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him." He was judged. In that scripture that I read, the first one, "Now judgment is upon this world, now the ruler of this world shall be cast out." And that happened at the cross. He talks about the fact in Luke chapter 11, hang in there with me, Luke chapter 11, verse 20, Jesus said, "But if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his own household, his own homestead, his possessions are undisturbed, but when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him and binds him up, he takes away from him all of his armor on which he has relied and distributes his plunder. Again, I love the scripture. When he had disarmed him. I've said this a lot of times. I believe there is a devil. I just don't believe in the devil. Too many Christians do. We think he's still the ruler of this world in terms of authority. That's not true anymore. He's been disarmed. It's not a fair fight. When we act like it's not a fair fight because Satan is beating us up all the time. Christians talk about all the time, I'm just under such attack and the enemy's been really beating me up. I'm going, somebody who's been totally disarmed is beating you up and you're in Christ. And you carry the whole armor of God. You're in Christ. He's your sword, your shield. You're the one who's armed, not him. You're the dangerous one, not him. But that's why the Holy Spirit's work is to convict us of his judgment. He's been judged and he's been defeated. And the strong man has been disarmed and bound up. And now we're called to continue to do what Jesus did. Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, go about doing good and healing all those who are oppressed by the devil. But it's much easier on the side of the cross, but because the enemy has been disarmed. He's not a co-equal with God. He's not even a co-equal with you because you're in Christ. See, the brilliance of the Lord is he disarmed him at the cross when he took us in his person to the cross, and in his person, the guilty sinner died and the keys were taken away from him. But then he went a step further. He buried that fallen person and then raised up a whole new race of people that are in Christ in union with his resurrection life. And so now the enemy is dealing with people who are in Christ, the risen Christ, armed with his life and his power and his authority. He has all authority, he says, under heaven and earth, and you're in Christ. And so he has all the jurisdiction. The enemy has none. And yet we sleep while the enemy, the trespasser, and the liar continue to destroy lives when it's not necessary. He's been disarmed. But the job of continuing the fight, but ours is a fight of faith. Ours is a fight from the cross. Ours is a fight from a place where a victory's already been won. And all we're called to do is go forth in the name of Jesus, enforcing a victory. In the name of Jesus, that part the crusaders got right, even though their hearts were crazy stupid. Their banner was the cross. We go forth with the cross as our banner, the finished work of Jesus. And in his name, armed in him, enforcing a victory already won. But I believe one of the great things that the Lord's doing today is the Holy Spirit is trying to convict the church that the enemy has been judged. And it's time for us to come out of hiding and be the ones on the attack. The Lord crucified the old, disarmed the enemy, declared him cast out and judged, and then raised up a super race of people who are in Christ to go and mop up what he already accomplished at the cross. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.